So, tell me about yourself, Shane.
Well, I'm Shane. I'm traveling around looking for work and possibly a homestead, because I'm broke right now, so I'm going to come work for you. And I don't know. That's about it.
Well, why did you leave the farm you were on, Shane?
Do you guys want to go into like the breakout room? I kind of liked the dude's wife a little bit. She's pretty fine. But I like the family. I liked her. I respected her husband a lot, too. So, now I didn't want to intervene. So, it was time for old Shane to hit the old dusty trail, if you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
Well, where did you come from last, Shane?
I came from Logan, Utah. Logan, Utah's the shit.
Well, where are you gonna go from here, Shane, and why?
I was gonna go find somebody else because the wife wouldn't take me. And start a family and have a nice piece of land and start my own ranch, because that's what I grew up doing and that's what I know. You know, that's what I'm good at, basically.
Well, what did you do for a living before you came into town?
You're a plane.
Well, I worked on a ranch with a guy named Dutch that was basically my dad. And,
well, who is Dutch?
He rescued me when I was just a younger feller. He took me in and gave me a place to work and sleep. And he clothed me, and it was a nice house. It was a mamba.
That's very nice, Dutch. Well, what was the environment you grew up in? Like, how was it? Was it like dry, snowy?
It's Utah, so it's all sorts of shenanigans. It's snow, and it lasts forever, and it's really cold in fall. You already know.
You guys get a lot of snow down there?
The greatest snow on earth. It says right on the license plates of the wagons and horses.
Okay. What was dangerous in town?
What was dangerous in town, like where I grew up?
Yeah.
Mostly just the other gangs in town, like the
Mustangs.
The Vanderlyn gang.
So what happened to Dutch, like, did he die, or, like, I've heard rumors that he's died?
Yeah, I found him out in the barn one day. He took his, what we refer to as a digger. We found him out in the barn. Somebody came around and shot him.
So what diggers did you take when you left town?
What diggers did I take when I left town? Well, I got shot. I had to ride a horse through the desert for a full day. And I got to the next town, and I had to bandage up, and that was most definitely a digger if I've ever seen one.
Well, what all went down on your route coming up here to Wyoming from Utah?
You mean from Wyoming to, back to Utah?
Yeah.
I don't know. I ran into a lot of snakies. And
did you run into any bears? Mountain lions? Heard you got a lot of them down there in Utah.
The biggest. And you'll take a most definite dig if you run into them, I tell you what. But I didn't run into anything like that. It was pretty quiet. I didn't even have my headphones on me, so I couldn't even listen to music on the ride through the desert.
I heard back then there was a big old bear called Oli from down there in Logan, Utah.
Monothesium?
Ephraim, old Ephraim.
Ephraim?
Biggest bear around. You didn't run into him.
How big is he?
Stands about 13 feet tall.
Never seen that bear.
Well,
that'd be a dig.
That's good. That's all we have for you today, Shane.
Oh, God bless.
We'll have to.
It was nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you too, Shane.
All right. I'm glad we could get together and do this podcast for all the fellas listening.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll see you later.
Okay. See you, Shane. Bye.